Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll free, 855-453. It's 1-855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. You can actually control the website, too. Go to freetalklive.com, and you can add things to the site. So you find a news story online or a blog post, or perhaps it's something else, maybe a video that you think's interesting. You post it as show prep at freetalklive.com, and then other listeners at that point can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike what you've suggested. You can vote on other people's suggestions as well, and the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the website over at freetalklive.com. Here with you this evening, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
So we're going to get to your phone calls here, and in fact, we're going to go straight to the phones because we have a special guest on the line with us here tonight, Michelle Seven, who has been a co-host on the show a number of times in the past, has been down at the Occupy Wall Street event that has been going on for months and was just rousted last night. They came in with, as I have heard, and Michelle, maybe you can clarify some of this, 1,000 police officers, more than 200 people were arrested, just like with the other occupation raids, if you want to call it that. They came in, they swooped in the very early morning hours, so when the commotion is as low as it possibly can be, when most people are sleeping. That's when they came in, and they literally cleared out the entirety of Zuccotti Park early this morning. Michelle, did I get all that correct?
Yeah, I'm not sure the number of police officers, but they did arrive at 1 o'clock in the morning, and that is basically quiet hours, not officially, but just from the 7-8 days that I have been there at that time of the evening over the last 6 weeks. It was just, that was a quiet time. And so up until then, there had been some talk about there potentially being a fire hazard. And so the people within the park were working with both the fire department as well as the owner of the property and to remedy that. And basically, Michael Bloomberg just overrode all of those that interfered and intervened and called in his goon squad, but it acts as though it's his private police force, and they went in and took people's property and started heaving it and heaping it, and including one tent, which they found was rather heavy because it had a body in it, and they actually threw him in the trash.
Oh, God.
So, yeah. And the friend of ours from Porkfest and things that I was going to stay with down here was arrested last night, Devin Belkind. And he is he's with the open source and the tech group down there and is very, very nonviolent and peaceful person. Watching him on the video get arrested, you see him wearing a horizontal, like, green and gray T-shirt, sweatshirt that was, you could see he was thrown down, and then there, when you saw him walking, there were holes in his shirts and things like that. And he had a smile on his face, but, the move to, or attempt to expand over to Central Park, that was a bust. That was ill-planned, ill-executed, and I spent a day over there a couple days ago, and there was nothing, no evidence of an occupation there. Mm. So the Zuccotti Park was the only place where people were occupying.
So you mentioned that the police were throwing people. What other types of force did you see used?
I'm not down there because I was here for the weekend in New Jersey for, another event, whatever. But so I've been in contact with Rocco Fama, who is down there. He's at an anarchist meeting right now. Otherwise, he would have called you since he's been the one down there. Mm-hmm. But I said I would step in. And he, just in the time that we were texting about an hour ago, people had started to move back into the park, which, you know, that's the thing, is Michael Bloomberg has authorized the owner of the property to allow these people to come in. They're just now not allowed to bring in any property.
No tents.
And,
nothing to sit down on. Right?
Right. No backpacks, no nothing. And the idea that that they needed to have this cleanup the way it was shown on television is absurd. I've been walking all over the city for the last, you know, like I said, almost, well, 6 weeks, several days, all up and down Broadway, all around the park, down in Ducati, and around Times Square. So really all of Manhattan, and it's filthy right now. I have never, ever, ever seen it so dirty as I have the last couple months.
By it, you mean all of Manhattan?
Everywhere. Yes, everywhere, except Zuccotti Park. That is the only area I have walked up and down all over, and there's trash everywhere. It's almost as if they've just ceased to pick up the trash, just litter everywhere.
So just to be clear, you're saying that Zuccotti Park is cleaner than the rest of Manhattan?
By, like, hugely.
Was cleaner hugely. Prior to the supposed cleanup effort. You're saying prior to the ousting of Occupy Wall Street, while people were occupying it, you're saying they did a good job keeping it clean.
Absolutely.
So why do you think Manhattan's dirty right now, Michelle?
Well, you know, back a while ago, it seemed like I recall reading that New York City was cutting back, and they were going to start cutting back on some of their social services or whatever, which is so interesting considering, you know, the city just got, what, $4 million from J.P. Morgan, and it went to the police force.
So yeah. Are people able to pick up their property if it's been confiscated by sanitation workers?
I doubt it.
Yeah.
No, it's gone.
Yeah, if you likely, I think, didn't they come in with flyers or leaflets or something like that, warning people that they were going to crack down? And, you know, if you didn't pull up your own tent and get rid of it on your own, then you likely forfeited it in that case.
Well, I was talking to Devin, you know, because the plan was I was going to come into town this morning, or into the city this morning, and, you know, be there all day and be staying at his house. And I think the last time I heard from him was around midnight.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no reason really to, at that point, to believe that the police were going to come in. Otherwise, I would have, like, gone, you know? I mean, I thought I had every reason to think that, you know, it was just going to be a normal night and that tomorrow or that today I'd be down there and passing out trifolds on voluntarism and what have you. The weather's really nice, and it's like, 67, 68 degrees. So, you know, it's practically T-shirt weather. And so I guess maybe Bloomberg thought that with the cold snap that occurred a while ago that would, you know, scare people out of being down there. And when that didn't happen, I guess at this point. Although, you know, on the other hand, there's been a cross-country crackdown in the last
year. Right. We talked in detail about Occupy Oakland being routed out a couple nights ago as well. Mark?
Right. This, you know, essentially gives cover to any other city that wants to crack down. You know, there's the crackdown in Oakland's been worse. So, you know, what's the big deal? I mean, if you wanted to take care of this problem, it would take care of itself in a few short weeks. You know, I mean, nobody's going to be able to live in Zuccotti Park in the next, you know, in a month from now, it seems like.
So, Michelle, is there something that sparked this raid, do you think, or is it just intended to use the element of surprise?
Well, I think that, you know, there's been talk over every time there's been a problem that Michael Bloomberg has proposed. It's dirty. Great. The next day, they had 15 brooms and trash bags, and it at that point, from there forward, not only was just the park itself kept clean, which it had been up until that point, also the perimeter. So this big, you know, wide promenade-style sidewalk that runs the perimeter of the park was also kept meticulous. And then it was another thing with the with the electricity or something. They weren't allowed to use the power. So some people donated generators. Then it was the fire, and then they were working that out. Every time there's been a problem, the people in the community have found a solution.
Michelle, can you hold that thought and come back with more
sure.
with us here? All right, more with Michelle Seven. She is down there in the New York City area at 855-453. Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Nick Wadena with Midas Resources. If you have an IRA or 401k, did you know you can turn that nest egg into a physical gold and silver nest egg? Do you know what kind of specific precious metals are allowed by law to be in retirement accounts? Did you know that you can take physical delivery of these precious metals? Would you like to know more? It's a fact. Stocks and mutual funds have been a wild ride, and many people's retirement funds have taken large hits. If you put $100,000 in gold in January of 2009, it would be worth over $200,000 today. If you put $100,000 in silver, then it would be worth over $300,000 today. As bailouts for banks and the seemingly endless printing of money continues worldwide, the value of the dollar could decline further, in turn possibly pushing gold and silver much, much higher. Protect what you work so hard for. Call me, Nick Wadena, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343, and learn what your options are. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237, extension 343. Once again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 343.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll free, 855-450-FREE. Right now we're talking about the Operation Wall Street. I don't know why. Occupy Wall Street. It seems like an operation of some sort. I guess. Occupy Wall Street being evicted, shall we say, raided early this morning. I think raid's an appropriate term. Normally raid usually seems to go along with being having your home raided, but this was their home.
Seemed like a ransacking.
This is where they... that's what a raid basically is. Okay. They come into your home and trash all your stuff.
Yeah. Well, raid, I just picture them taking stuff. The ransacking is like... They were really just doing tornadoes. They were just like spinning around and throwing stuff.
Just destroying crap because they can.
It was a mosh pit. I mean, gosh.
1,000. I heard on the radio today, and I haven't seen it backed up in print, but 1,000 police descended on Zuccotti Park early this morning, and we're going to get back with more with Michelle Seven, who's in the area. She's been visiting Occupy Wall Street now for a few days. We'll get the latest on that from her in a moment.
I'm holding in my hand one of the mini products from wisefoodstorage.com. This is crunchy granola, and it has 4 servings for adults. I'm looking at the ingredients here, and it's, I'm not disturbed by any of the words. I'm looking at whole grain rolled oats, brown sugar, canola oil, whole grain rolled wheat. These are the kind of things that you can be pleased feeding to your family. And this food will last for a very long time. They say 25 years. But you know what? If I was on year 30 of these products, I'd probably feel pretty safe eating them, right? I mean, if you have to eat food that you've stored for a long period of time, it's probably a situation where you don't mind a little staleness, right?
I guess you're right. Yeah.
And you can cycle them in, cycle them out. These are the kind of foods that people eat on a daily basis in order to keep your stored foods fresh.
After 20 years have gone by, you can probably afford to buy some new ones.
Yeah, you probably.
If you save up at the very beginning,
you probably buy a stash and then buy a little on a regular basis and cycle out the stash and cycle in new stuff so
there
that you can keep your precious. What do they call that? Rotating?
Mm-hmm. Investment you can eat.
Yeah, that's right. So visit wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOOD-WISE today to request a free entree sample. Why in the world wouldn't you want a free sample? And for a limited time during the holidays, enter promo code FTL. Get no cost shipping and 10% off any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOOD-WISE. It's promo code FTL for a free sample, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Peace of mind included. Greatest gift you can give the ones you love is wisefoodstorage.com.
That's right. We're going to go back here to Michelle. She is not in New York City at the moment, in New Jersey, staying there because you had to. The guy you were going to stay with there in Manhattan was arrested early this morning during the raid, essentially, on Occupy Wall Street. And what's your plan, Michelle? What's coming next for you?
Well, Devin and I met last week at a conference that I was invited to here, and he was talking about open source, and I was talking about civil disobedience. And he introduced himself and said that he'd been to Porkfest this year, which I hadn't been to, our annual get-together for free skaters in up at Rogers Gardens. And
Rogers Campground, and I hear you're going next year.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay,
yes. And so anyway, we teamed up and thought how great to get some activists from the Shire down to occupation and, in order to make it not a burden on my family there in New Hampshire, I was coming down here to secure some money from the occupation, hopefully, in order to, at least pay for costs for people to come down because people are willing, but it's cost money. And support your civil disobedience activists. But I'm still working on that. So that's I'm going to stay here at least for a few more days.
So the plan is to at some point come back to New Hampshire, pick up some liberty activists, and then come down there and talk about freedom with folks. Is that right?
Exactly. Or get people on trains and I'll just stay here. But, let me just say that there are two things that I find absolutely absurd. One is that the media, now that I'm staying in a hotel, I have a TV, so I've kept it on the whole time I've been here. And the mainstream media is still completely in the dark about what Occupation Wall Street is about. I said there is no possible excuse. I walk walk down the street and I was handed a piece of paper and it says, Occupy Wall Street, frequently asked questions. It's articulate, it's well written, it's neat, it's clear, it's concise, it's succinct. We must be accountable to ourselves. Statement one. Our government must be accountable to us and corporations must be accountable to the government. And then it says who is asked, who is involved. Well, it's on the back, it says that it's different than the Tea Party and then who kind of the people are or the groups that are assembling there. And there is definitely room for people who are voluntarists and libertarian to go down and occupy the occupation. But in general, it's totally peaceful. It has been self-organizing. And I have not seen anyone wasted. I have not seen one intoxicated person any
really?
Single time I've been down there. Not one.
That's incredible to me. I mean, you would think people hanging out in the park, there'd be some level of partying going on. It's just amazing.
No, nope. They're working.
So
and or they're, you know, chillaxing or whatever. But no, I smelled no marijuana. I saw no alcohol. They were very, very serious. And the other thing that I find so absurd is that Mayor Bloomberg is being allowed and not harnessed in when people are effectively fixing the problems that he's claiming exist on this private property that he has control over, of course. And, you know, whether it's the it wasn't clean enough and sanitized enough or whatever, and then it was there was a fire hazard, and then they couldn't use the electricity. Every time there was a problem,
you're saying it's been addressed each time. Derek, did you have a question for me?
Yes. Sure?
Well, yeah, I'm hearing that the people you're meeting with are level-headed enough that you are able to have discussions of the merits of civil dis with them. Are you encouraging the occupiers to participate in civil disobedience by setting up camp once again?
Absolutely. And, you know, that
wonderful.
Was the first time I went down there, and you drove with me along with Ryan Maddox and Jason Talley. It was so great. Free agents. We went down, and I was representing the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. And at that point, had conversations with the hundreds of people that I passed out the little handy wipes to, and they were all interested in the idea of civil disobedience.
Well, what do you
Devin,
think?
As I mentioned.
Oh, I'm sorry. What do you think is going to happen? I mean, if people are talking about doing civil disobedience, it's my understanding they now have police occupying the park. So
people have started going back, moving back into the park. I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's according
but
to
without tents.
Obama.
But without tents.
I'm not sure.
All right. I'll tell
I
you
have.
Do you have more, Michelle?
Yeah, I just want to just give you this one quote that was
hang on,
tweeted
hang
over.
That quote. We'll get back with it here in a moment. 855-453. If you are on the ground in Occupy Wall Street, we'd love to hear from you. You can also bring up anything you'd like. This is Free Talk Live.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing he can say is DoubleMySpeed.com. speed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about
DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com? DoubleMySpeed.com?
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com?
Guess it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick.
That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Dial in toll free. The number for you, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Here tonight, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
And we invite you on over to our website over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features that we give to you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Some of those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners. We've got dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com to see that. And if you're a lady listener, you can become part of the Shrine over at shrine.freetalklive.com.
The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle is an affordable, versatile, reliable rifle. It'll deliver 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance in a variety of situations. It's compact, lightweight, accommodates a host of optics. In its compactness, it has a very heavy barrel so that you don't get as much vibration. Extraordinarily accurate. It's a serious rifle for those serious about rifles. The perfect do-it-all bolt-action rifle where rugged, reliable Ruger meets the practical tactical. Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle, the one rifle you have to have if you can have only one. You can go see it at Ruger.com and purchase your local gun dealer.
We're back with Michelle Seven. She is down in the New York City area. She had to leave the Manhattan area, unfortunately, because her friend, with whom she was supposed to be staying over, because she's visiting down there at Occupation Wall Street from down from up here in New Hampshire. And your friend was one of the folks that was arrested last night. I've heard there were approximately 200 arrests early this morning as over 1,000 cops swarmed into Zuccotti Park, tore up tents, through a tent with a guy in it into a dumpster, likely brutalized some people. That's my guess. I mean, just knowing how cops are.
It probably wasn't comfortable getting thrown into a dumpster.
Yeah. And
I mean, I don't know what happened, but you know, if this is the claim, it doesn't sound comfortable.
Now, the word is they are letting people back into Zuccotti Park, but they're not allowing anyone to set up any sort of structures. You cannot put up a tent. You could not put up a tarp. You could not put up any kind of structure. You probably can't even sit down in a little camp chair. And they apparently have officers. If they're doing anything like they're doing in Oakland, they likely have officers on the scene to prevent these things from happening. How long they will leave the police there, how long they will have security on scene is another question. Will people come back to Zuccotti Park? Will they move to a different park? What's next for Occupy Wall Street? That's, I think, really the ultimate question here. And, Michelle, you wanted to share a quote with us?
Yeah, I did, and I also would like to encourage people to come here right now. I mean, it's unseasonably warm, and I think that if now is just pinnacle time to where people are going to be in there, and then I think that there's going to be a combustion of sorts, you know, when the tents just erupt there again and what have you. And I think there's really that opportunity. And the fact that it is so warm and there is money that the occupation has that it's spending to feed people, to provide clothes, to provide tents. If you will just come and occupy, the occupation has money, $500,000. It's taking care of your, you know, basic needs and everything. So I encourage people. And the quote is from a 9/11 first responder who was there yelling to the cops. He said, "I dug your brother's body parts out of ashes. You are traitors."
Wow.
So there are people that are vocally expressing themselves.
You know, Mark said earlier, and Michelle, thank you, by the way, for calling in tonight. I appreciate the inside scoop. And
yes.
Will you let us know if you hear anything new over the next few days?
Absolutely, will do.
Oh, are you planning on being there, by the way, are you planning on being there in the Wall Street area for the 17th? Because it's my understanding that on the 17th, 2 days from now, they're planning on shutting down Wall Street entirely.
Yes. I plan on being here until the 20th or 21st. I want to be back for Jason Talley's trial.
All right. Oh, well, and you're actually going to be in Manhattan on the 17th to witness this? All right. I definitely want to hear from you at the latest. And, Derek, you're going down for this?
I will be there also, yes.
I want to hear from both of you, if possible, at least one of you, so we can get somebody who's on the scene who can, you know, give us a report. And, Michelle, thanks for the call tonight.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Appreciate it. So, Mark, you had said earlier that you felt as though that Occupy Wall Street is just going to go away eventually anyway. But, I mean, these are some pretty hardcore campers. It's already been pretty cold. They already had a crazy snowstorm, as we did here in New Hampshire just a couple weeks ago. And, you know, sleeping bags, some of them are rated for below zero. They're not even close to zero yet.
Some of them are rated for negative 40, my friend.
Right. So you've got that. And then you've got what Derek just reported on over at Occupy Philly. If you go to youtube.com/... Is it Freeman TV with 2 3s for the E's?
That's correct.
Okay,
yes.
Or you can just go to Freekeen and scroll down because you posted it there as well.
Freekeen.com is the best place to check it out.
And it's a video about this warming station that some activists set up, and they're mostly liberty-oriented from what I can tell, somewhat, at Occupy Philly. And so, I mean, you combine having the ability to do below-zero camping and the fact that somebody set up a warming tent, or which in theory could also be set up anywhere because they actually have plans, apparently, that they're sharing with people as to how to set up your own warming tent. So there's no reason why, you know, a group of hardcore occupiers wouldn't be able to continue at least into the beginning of winter, maybe even deeper into it.
If you can't get enough people, I mean, they took, 200 people to jail here. 1,000 cops took 200 people to jail. I mean, this was a huge step for them. If you have enough people, they don't come in. Basically, the police like to have their numbers at the very least 2-1. And so if you've got 25 hardcores or 50 hardcores, it's not too difficult in New York for the cops to come up with that many police officers to come and shut you down whenever they feel like it. Enough shutdowns is, you know, a final shutdown. I'd like to point out that I think that they'll likely come back after this shutdown because, well, A, they've got a plan to shut down Wall Street in a couple of in a week or so, and that's important to them. And secondly, Occupy Wall Street. In two days. Occupy Wall Street is the first one, and therefore it's important
to not lose the
activists.
Ground,
yeah, it's important to everybody that Occupy Wall Street happens. So I imagine they're going to figure out something to come back, and there's a lot of smart people involved. So I'm interested to see what happens. I do think that the cold weather really could stamp this stuff out in a lot of places, and I'm interested.
I think you're right about that. I mean, it is tough.
I wish these activists all the luck. It sounds, from what Michelle was reporting there, it sounds like they're keeping the place clean. If there's a cholera outbreak, it's once again their, you know, is their issue to deal with, and I'm not that concerned about those things.
That's a great point, Mark, because these people are hardcore, and with Michelle's point about how the media is not covering this, I just want to emphasize that there's no way to know how hardcore these people are until you go yourself and check it out at whatever the local Occupy movement is near you, because these people are serious about staying, and they're helping each other out to make sure that they can stay. And with Michelle reporting that the media somehow has no idea what the Occupy Wall Street movement is about, it just seems like they're spreading misinformation, trying to tell people that it's disorganized and without a focus, to discount what's happening there.
And to try to paint it as dirty, and to try to paint it as dangerous, as well as they were doing recently out in Oakland, suggesting that, you know, there was allegedly a murder that took place out there, but according to one of the reports I read, the murder was allegedly on the edge of Occupy Oakland, and no one really defined exactly what the edge of Occupy Oakland meant. And so the media is kind of glomming on to anything that makes the Occupy movement sound really negative.
Or the lamestream media is. There's wonderful coverage from independent media down at all of the Occupy movements, but, you know, I just want to piggyback onto Michelle's encouraging words that people need to come out and participate in this and see firsthand what it's like, because it's terrible to get your views from the filter of the same stream media.
All right, so now this is interesting, and I want to dig into this with you a little bit, Derek, because on a personal conversation you and I have had over the last few days, you kind of expressed some doubt about the Occupy movement. Now you're saying, come on out. So what has changed for you? You had seemed like it was, you know, a little too leftist for you, or something's changed for you?
Well, yeah, it's just that with 1,000 police coming to the park at 1 a.m., I mean, at what point does the media or everyday people recognize a police state? I mean, how many thousands of police have to show up before the everyday person says, we live in a police state?
It's interesting you bring that up, because tonight at the Occupy Keene meeting, which I attended, somebody made the statement that it seems like now it's more about rights than it was in the past. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
And it works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling? Gone.
Zyvestra is amazing.
No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmental friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled I-N-S-T-A-Fire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
That you want. Just dial in toll free at 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. Here with you tonight, it's Ian.
And Derek J.
And Mark.
We invite you to the website at freetalklive.com. You can go there, get interactive. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com and order whatever it is that you need or want. Amazon is the place you'll be going, because when you go to shop.freetalklive.com, there are different links to Amazons for different locations around the world. You click into the appropriate Amazon for you and get your shopping done. Get free Super Saver shipping on a lot of their items. If you order over $25 worth of new items, in most cases, you're going to get free Super Saver shipping. And there's also used items as well. So go over, get your shopping done over at shop.freetalklive.com, because when you shop through those Amazon links, Free Talk Live gets a portion of the purchase price. As we continue, we will take your phone calls about anything. And I want to get back to Occupy Wall Street in just a quick moment here, because I want to talk more about how it's kind of changed over time and how, Derek, you've gotten excited about it now, whereas just a few days you were kind of on the fence, more of like an on-the-fence kind of feeling is what
I was
getting from
that's
you.
That's right, yeah.
So we'll come back with that first. Chris is on the line in Michigan. Chris, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. What's up? You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Sorry, I haven't heard much of the topics that are going on today. I've been stuck at work. But I had an issue today that happened to me that I felt, I mean, you guys were the first people I thought of that I had to share with, because it appalled me so much. I had Child Protective Services knocking on my door this morning, or before I left the work. Yeah.
That doesn't usually make for a good day.
No, especially when you're just getting out of the shower trying to get ready for work to race out the door.
Oh, man.
Yeah, a few weeks ago, my fiance had my 1-year-old and her 8-year-old in a car, and she had to drop off some health services like Medicare, Medicaid, whatever the other one for 65 and older is, for her mom over at Department of Human Services here in Michigan. And it was a downpour out. It was just barely above freezing. The wind was pretty much blowing sideways here. So I guess she had my 1-year-old in the car and the 8-year-old in the car, and she swung by the building and looked in the lobby driving. It was pretty empty. No one was in line, so she parked at the nearest available non-handicapped parking spot. Left the heat running, locked the doors, ran inside, dropped off the paperwork, and was back outside in less than 2 minutes to find a lady waiting outside the car asking if there's any adults in the car. kidding if you know that which lady got in the car and the lady put a badge to her face saying she's a child protective services agent.
Ugh.
Yeah, and apparently it's illegal. So, as of this morning,
I'm sorry, how old are the kids?
I have a 1-year-old daughter and an 8-year-old, and her 8-year-old was in the car.
So the 8-year-old is more than capable of keeping an eye on a 1-year-old, in my opinion. But nonetheless, apparently it's still illegal.
Right, so. For 2 minutes. I mean, we're not talking about, you know, a long period of time here. Mm-hmm. And the heater's on and kids are...
Yeah, weather's really bad outside, too.
Was so the Child Protective Services lady saying that it was 2 minutes? Did she recognize that, or was she claiming that it was longer?
She couldn't give us a specific time. She said she was unsure of the time, but it was a period of time that she felt endangered the children.
I mean, my gosh, 2 minutes, you could, like, accidentally lock them in the car, drop your keys, pick them up, and, like, unlock it again in that time.
Right, and you've got to consider with a 1-year-old, and you're in a situation where it's, you know, cold, and maybe there's some ice on the ground, it could be conceivably more dangerous to
take them out.
A 1-year-old
exactly.
with you for a 2-minute trip than, and by the way, that 2-minute trip then becomes a 10-minute trip.
Right. Or if you're going to carry the 1-year-old, then it becomes more precarious for you to walk
sure.
on the ice. You could take a spill with the 1-year-old in your arms.
This happened to me one time. I was carrying my son, and through the woods at my house, I fell, and fortunately, I rolled so that he landed on top of me. He wasn't happy about it. I thought I broke my arm, you know. But he was, you know, he was upset, but he was fine, you know. But in the process, I'm just like,
I don't know what I'm gonna do. So the woman harassed your wife the night before, and then what happened?
Well, this is a few weeks ago this all happened, so it took me a while to investigate. So
weeks ago. Okay, I'm sorry.
They actually dragged her into, made her get the turn off the car, get my 1-year-old and her 8-year-old, and brought them through the weather into the Department of Human Services building to interrogate them, pretty much.
Hold on. Wait a minute. They drove them away from this parking lot for this store and then went to...
This wasn't a store. She was going to a government building for
the purposes
of doing something with Medicare.
Yeah, both CPS, Child Protective Services, and Department of Human Services both share the same building here. So
how can you go into a government office and be done in 2 minutes? I don't know if that seems...
There was only a line that wasn't for her. She just had to drop off a packet of paperwork for her mom. So she basically has the name wrote on the paper packet and hands the lady behind the glass and is on her merry way.
Okay, got it. So she's at a government building. Therefore, they can just take her right there. And they interrogated her?
Well, they questioned her. I use interrogate because they grilled her for questions of all of our personal information.
Was she arrested?
Involved. No, she wasn't arrested at all.
Why did she go with them?
Unfortunately, she's easily intimidated by the state.
So sad.
She could use me as a prime example of what happens when CPS came to my door today. So this all happens, and even questions. So they end up calling throughout the week. They had to build a case against us, basically. That's why it took a few weeks for them to show up at my doorstep.
Mm-hmm.
They built a case. They called her. My fiance's oldest has a different father. I'm not his father at all. He wasn't even in the car at all. He's 15 years old. But they even called him and asked him questions because evidently he's related to the situation because he lives under the same roof as us.
So, even Chris, they interrogated the 15-year-old and the 8-year-old?
Yep, and 15-year-old's father. They questioned him and everything about us. And,
sure, he was pleased.
Over kids
sure
being in the car with the heat on.
Yep, and his kid wasn't even there at all. It's just because his kid lives at the same address we do, so that meets it qualified for them to have to do that. So today, I just get out of the shower, my fiance yells, "Hey, CPS is here," because she recognized when they came up to the door, said they're all tied around their neck and whatnot, and she knew who they were. Said CPS right on their jacket, so I'm pissed off. Scratch that, I can start him on the radio.
That's all right.
I got out of the shower, and I ran out to the door, and I got through my shirt and whatnot. Open it up, and as soon as I open the door, the lady pushes my door open and tries to take a step into my house.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so I just put my forearm and pushed her back out onto my front porch, and I said, "You're not coming in here without a warrant. Sorry."
You actually physically pushed her?
Out of my house, yes.
Wow.
She was coming
I'm surprised
my house.
You didn't get charged with assault. Was she there with a police officer?
No, she was just there with a witness, one or the other. They always come with a witness from CPS, I guess. But there's no police officer. I said I was ready to call the cops. You know, I don't want to because I hate dealing with them, too. But I told her I don't want a warrant, and she said... She said, "We just need to come in and look at your food pantry, make sure you have food, make sure the kids all have beds. All of this is because it's somehow related to leaving children in the car for 2 minutes." And,
so, do you feel like you've been helped by the government?
Well, do you feel like you helped the situation is what I want to... Go ahead. Answer Derek's question first.
Yeah, I don't think the government helped me at all in this situation. I told my fiancée about this after the initial encounter when she had him at the parking lot. I told her they were going to come over. They're going to come in claiming that they just want to take a look around for the sake of the kids, but what they're really doing is they're just fishing for stuff to build a case on.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, totally. She said, well, it's not a big deal, you know, if I just come in and poke around. I said, well, it's not a big deal if you go up. Because she told me, she goes, well, you guys broke the law, so it's not a big deal if we come in there and get this cleared out. I'm like, well, it is a big deal to me. If you're really concerned about the law, why don't you file due process and go get a warrant, and then you can come back to the police officer and you can come into my premise.
Guilty until proven innocent, right?
Yeah. Well, and that's what she said. She says, well, why do I need a warrant? Do you have something there to hide? Like, you can't use me defending my Fourth Amendment right as a reason for probable cause. I'm sorry.
So you stood your ground. You didn't let this lady in at any point?
No, I did not.
Wow, hey, that's great. And what happened then?
Well, she had the audacity to try. Well, she eventually left, so supposedly they're coming back when they can get a warrant. She says you're just making it harder on yourself, which may be the case, but I don't think the judge is going to try to take away our kids or anything over a car issue.
Well,
so I'm more than willing to fight them and...
I really wonder about this because, you know, this is, the thing is when a government bureaucrat gets you in its sights, you can be in big trouble. Now, maybe they want to clear you off their docket. Maybe they don't. You never know. Now, I can assure you at this point, they do not want to clear you off. This woman does not want to clear you off the docket.
Oh, I'm sure that.
I don't. You know, you never know. I mean, maybe you've helped yourself in the circumstances. Maybe in this circumstance, maybe you haven't.
Only time will tell.
Yeah, I tend to really wonder. What I like to do is to, you know, video record any interaction that I have with them.
And I still wouldn't let them in. Well, if I were going to talk to them, I'd video record them and not let them in. And I would recommend not even talking to them. I mean, nothing can be gained, in my opinion, from talking to the police.
I did get an audio recording of this whole situation once
you
it
did.
Started. Yeah, so I do have an audio recording. If you got a place, I can email it to you. I'll email you a copy of it.
You could probably just put it up on YouTube and then put a link over on the Free Talk Live BBS or maybe add it as show prep to freetalklive.com. That way other people can hear it.
Yeah, please do.
Okay, cool.
So,
yeah,
Chris,
definitely do that.
This is a big mess and a lot of work and trouble for you. So I applaud you for standing your ground because you're making it easier for others to stand their ground and fend off intruders of this kind.
That's kind of what I figured. You know, I figured they're not going to... What was actually done legally, the whole just leaving the kids in there, I can't see them building a big enough case to ever cause us any real harm. I mean, if I take this to court, I'll take my tax return and pay for an attorney if I have to.
But you never really know. I mean, we've seen people have their kids taken from them for some really piddly stuff out there. So you always have to be careful. And unfortunately, it's really difficult to stand for your rights when the other people around you are breaking down and giving in.
Also, remember, Thomas, fall.
It's very difficult when they're holding your kids in the as hostage. I mean,
Chris,
it's scary.
Chris, will you keep us in the loop? Let us know if anything develops with this.
Will do. Definitely.
Thanks for the call, man. Good luck. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves. It's not legal advice, but I wouldn't talk to the cops in that situation, or at most.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.